Hi, this is Steve Jones. You're listening to WPPA Sports Saturday. Tune in later today and join Jack Ham and I for Nittany Live Football, your home for Penn State Sports, AM 1360 and FM 106.
Steve and Jack will be joined by Roger and Derek outside the Bryce Jordan Center for the Penn State Tailgate Show starting at 10:30 here this morning. 12 noon, it's Steve and Jack Ham as they will bring you the live action with Derek Williams on the sidelines of Beaver Stadium up until about 1:20 today, Chaz.
Up until about 1:20, where we'll interrupt Penn State here on WPPA. You can hear the Nittany Lions in its entirety on T102, 101.9 FM, as we'll be swinging it to Eddie and Bernie live from Wyomissing with Blue Mountain facing Wyomissing today at 1:30 kickoff on WPPA. And a man that's on his way to Happy Valley for the 100th meeting between Penn State and Pitt. His team's 4-0, a little preseason worries for Tim Savage with a young line stepping in, but seems to have picked up where he left off and seemed to have dropped the call.
Well, he might have entered the Pennsylvania Wilds there, Chaz. Is one of those spots that you lose that cell phone reception. You try to get him back there on the horn, as modern technology always works well. All you got to do is dial him back, and I'm sure he'll be through that thing pretty quickly. But, yeah, you talk about Williams Valley. You talk about 4-0. You talk about that preseason worry. But you know what? I'm starting to get a little bit of a vibe here. It seems like Tim Savage has a preseason worry a lot, and, you know, it always turns out that he is the benchmark for District 11 class single-A football year in, year out. Everybody wants to beat him, and he always seems to come out on top and reeling in those District 11 single-A championships year after year. And until somebody dethrones him, he is the champion this year still. As you know, you've got to beat the best to be the best. And Timmy and his boys out there in Williams Valley and throughout that whole Tower City area really know how to get the job done. And, you know, one of the interesting questions, I say it year in and year out, I'm not sure with the athletic programs in that Williams Valley area, is it the air that they breathe? Is there something in that oxygen? You know, I mean, more than the 78%, what is a common room air? 78% nitrogen, I believe, and the rest of it is oxygen, or is it hydrogen, one of those gin things, and you know that 21% oxygen and the other minute things that make up the rest of the air. Is it something in there? Is it something in the water out there? Is it something in the food that they feed them at the cafeteria day in and day out that produce just great athletic teams out in Williams Valley? A lot of people would say, well, hey, you know, it's just a small school in the middle of nowhere. I mean, they sit off of Route 209 at the end of Tower City, and it's like, you know what could they have? And, well, they've got state championships. I mean, we've seen their softball program excel the last few seasons. We've seen their football team, you know, get it done year after year. And it's kind of amazing, and it's probably great for all of the athletic department out there. Randy Russell-Lavich runs a heck of a program, and one of his star coaches joining us now is we got the modern technology back on our side. Tim Savage joining us. And, Tim, you know, we were just talking as we were trying to get you back on the air. Is it something in the air out there? Is it something in the water? Are they feeding them something at lunch in the cafeteria that just seems to produce great athletic teams out there at Williams Valley? You're off to another 4-0 start.
Yeah, I think the big key is just the kids just have a terrible fear to just let people down, let themselves down, and just losing in general is just not acceptable. And, you know, if we get punched out by someone who on the roster has a better team than us, and we'll work through that. But as long as we have the better team, we need to execute. We need to win these games, and the kids just have bought in for the past 8 years, and they play to the final seconds, and sometimes things aren't going our way. We're playing sloppy, and they just are very, very committed to the final outcome, which is, you know, to get that win. And it happened again last night. Just very proud of the whole team.
Yeah, you talk about that, Timmy. And when we reviewed your game from last night, It was a 28-14 win for the Vikings. But, you know, when you looked inside the numbers and looked at the statistics, you know, I mean, like you were gained 2-1 on the offensive stats, but your kids executed when it was right. They turned a turnover into points with a big interception return for a touchdown.
Yeah, I mean, it really just comes down to, like, we jumped out 14-0 immediately, and they lost one of their best players in the backfield, and it looked like, you know, the route was coming, and they just did an outstanding job of possessing the ball. They were getting 2, 3, 4, 5, sometimes 7 yards maximum on their carries. So, I mean, they were utilizing four downs the entire game. I think we ran 46 plays to their either right at 100 or a little bit over 100 plays run. Our offense is just a big play offense, and it just kind of keep us off the field, and you plug along, and it begins to favor the opponent, and they did a great job in that last night.
Tim, we were talking a little bit before we went on the air. It seems in each of the first four ball games, your team is having a bit of a slow start, but then the second half, you own it.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. We just, every game that is, you know, when the game's over, before we break for the night, we just tell the kids, like, look, we gotta start in the first half like we finish here in the second half. And it's been the message since the beginning of the season. And yet week after week, you know, we just kind of don't commit to that. And this year, like I said, it was 14-0 immediately, and it looked like it was going to be a big night for us. And they clawed their way back into it and tied it up at the half, and then it was a dogfight the rest of the way through. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's still a zero in the loss count, and we're proud of that.
You know, it's interesting that you came into the season worried about your offensive line. It seems like this group of youngsters that have stepped in have really picked up on their learning curve.
Yeah, and last night, my only senior, you know, there's a scuffle broke out at Tri-Valley and there's a double ejection. So I had four 14-year-olds and a 15-year-old sophomore last night on the line. I mean, we're just very, very proud of that. I just think it's very hard to win at any level of football when you've got four freshmen on the field in the interior. And, you know, they've been doing the best that they can, and it's a lot of work from Tuesday through Thursday with them as a staff, and the kids are just getting better and better. And it's a plus that, you know, by the time we get to October, these kids got to view it as though they're sophomores, and they got plenty of experience, and we'll just continue to get better. And our skills, I mean, I think they're the best around. So if I can keep the line up front battling and at least giving us a chance up front, then the skill will take care of the rest.
You know, Tim, you talk about, I mean, getting job done. The community support out there in Williamstown is just absurd. And, hey, you have to wait till week number four to get your first home game. And you give that raucous crowd a win last night, and they get to witness it in grand fashion there at the end of the ballgame.
Oh, there's nothing better when you take the field and everybody's got little campfires going on their porch. And, you know, you can just assume what's going on, having a good time at these places. And I like it. You know, we don't play on campus at the school. Like, we're downtown, like in Williamstown, off campus, where it's just like a small college little feel. You know, it's like playing college football. I think when you're driving into like Bloomsburg and, you know, places like that, it just has that feel. The community is all behind you, and everyone's involved, and it's just a great time. To, you know, the serenity of the field, you know, the trees and stuff, you know, all the pines. It's just a nice place to play football.
Bryce Herb really settling in here for you this season. 10 of 17 last night, 2 interceptions, 156 yards. He overcomes adversity and is able to get the job done, leading the way late there in the ball game. He nails Cruz with a 22-yard pass.
Yeah, we joked about all last night as a staff. It was 4th and inches. And I just seen this, the corners just kind of flopping his hips, and he can't recover too good. And I had Jaden run around. He's never run before. The safety was creeping up. 4th and inches, we decided to throw the ball, and it looks like a great call. And Herbie's a hero, and we're all just beating our chest, you know, throwing the ball 4th and inches to win the game. only to find out afterwards that Bryce thought it was first down, so I'm sure he's just figuring, I'm going to take my shot. If it works, it don't. If it doesn't, whatever. And so he was cool and collected, but he wasn't aware it was fourth down. So I think he just helped in our favor. He was just thinking, well, if I missed this throw, you know, it's second and goal from, like, the nine. And, you know, so we had some fun with that.
Thank God your quarterback has a short memory. Must be a pitcher in baseball, because that's the best attribute a pitcher could have, is a short memory. Forget the last pitch and just take to the next one.
Oh, hell yeah.
You know, Tim, when you take a look at the cast around him, Bo Rejo and Jaden Cruz cut their teeth slowly last year in the receiving department, but have really stepped up this year. And Jesse Engel at tight end, probably the softest hands of all tight ends in the area.
Yeah, I think he's the best tight end in single A. I mean, I obviously haven't seen a lot of film on the guys out west, but it's just not utilized much. I mean, everyone's in a spread set, and they have to, you know, a lot of the receivers out there in four wide in a single set back, and then some guys are on a wing tee. There's not a whole lot of using the tight end anymore, and Jesse's got the softest hands around and just works those middle of the field. And when we want to take a shot over top, as soon as the safety starts flopping over towards Jaden or Bo, and Jesse gets the seam, and, you know, we had that throw last night. He had a nice reception for a TD, and he's a handful, because at the tight end spot, you know, he's trying to get locked up with, like, an outside backer or a safety, which he's just going to muscle those guys, and the corners even worse yet. I mean, he's a tough out. No matter who you put on him, he's going to have the advantage with height, speed, and strength, so... You know, I love throwing the ball to him.
Tim, when you take a look at your running game, Brady Miller comes back in a steady hand in the backfield for you. Having him return has to be a little bit easier breathing-wise.
Yeah, Brady's had an excellent season. Last year made a couple of bad cuts each and every week. You know, we're trying to find a funnel in, like, a stretch zone play, and he's just kind of, you know, doing some things that we don't want him to do. And now this year he's cleaned it all up, and he's been – spectacular to watch. He's had a great season. He's closing in on 1,000 yards already, and you know, we played a really tough Newport team and a nice Susquehanna team. Like, he's not getting any padded stats playing the Patsies. I mean, he's doing it against good teams.
Tim, you know, take us, you're up 21-14. It's late in the ball game. Susquehanna driving, and Jaden Cruz picks one off at the 5-yard line and takes it 95 yards to the house.
Susquehanna is very, very disciplined in their option, triple option attack. And they got great meshing points and play fakes. But the downside is that they got to put the ball up. They're just not comfortable doing so. And we've had a very opportunistic secondary all year. I think we got 12, 13, somewhere in there, picks already. And four come back for the house, you know, four pick sixes. So the secondary's been doing a great job. And you know, it's just we wanted to get them in a situation where they would have to throw. They're just not very good at it. You know, they pound the ball right at you. So it all worked out. Jaden, you know, scoring is just a cherry on top. I just wanted to get that pick. And with the time situation a minute ago, they only had one timeout left. You know, they sealed the game. But it's always nice to see a kid take it back 90 yards, 95 yards. And, you know, it's just that effort to the end that we try to appreciate these guys. And he took it all the way.
Tim, you talk about the double-digit in picks already in week number four. I saw Fred Biletnikoff make a revamp back to television. Are you buying in on his company?
Yeah, sure. We'll spray them hands up, stick them all, whatever we need to do. We'll get those guys ready to go.
You know, Tim, when you take a look at the makeup of your defense, those double digits and interceptions, you got to give credit to your defensive front, your linebackers, for allowing that to clear out a little bit and get kids time covering downfield.
Yeah, that was nice. I mean, we were without two key starters last night with some issues, both on the D-line, and we still had enough of pressure there to, you know, harass the quarterback when he did take a few shots. And, you know, we're just really happy. We got a couple solid seniors here in the skill spots that are doing nice things for us. But the team is just so young, so green. Guys out for the first year, a lot of freshmen on the field. And we're just going to keep getting better. And that's the beauty. When you're 4-0 and your worst performances are behind you because of your youthfulness, it's a good feeling.
You know, Tim, Let's talk about another key position on this football team for you, and that's your kicker. A little unconventional there, huh?
Yeah, Maddie had a nightmare against Newport up there, and she's one for six or something of that nature. But then, ever since then, she's been drilling them. She's had a great last 2 weeks. She's having fun. She's wanted to be the kicker for quite a while, and I have absolutely no problems with having her kick, and she's doing a great job.
And brings over some of that competitiveness from the softball diamond to the football field for you guys on a Friday night. And like you said, doing a great job. Now, let's talk a little bit about this Tri-Valley League and your final trek through it as a Tri-Valley League member in football. Coming up, you got Juniata, Line Mountain, Pine Grove, Upper Dauphin, Halifax, and Millersburg. So the schedule certainly isn't very easy in the middle of all of this.
No, we go through the gauntlet here. We play the two teams that are down their luck most here, week 9 and 10. So, it's easy at the very end, but right now we're going through it there. Pine Grove's got a nice team. Gaffney's doing a good job down there at Upper Dauphin. Macklin Ayers is just, he's a handful, and he's got a nice complement with Ramberger and those guys. They have a nice team. Their offense is pretty slick. It's very high pace with a lot of moving parts. They're hard to defend. There's some nice battles coming, and our goal is just to final year in the Tri-Valley League is just take that title and move it on out to Schuylkill County.
Tim, we talked with Frank Gaffney last week, and he talked about when the decision was made for Pine Grove to head over to the Schuylkill League, that it was a all or none between Pine Grove, Williams Valley, and Tri-Valley. I mean, you like the decision?
I do. I like the rivalries, and I really liked our league. It's just got to be a little volatile with Millersburg merging with UD. Then you have another open date, and then you have Juniata, who's 4A, always playing the single and double. At what point do they move on? Same with Susquehanna, continues to grow. They're a very big AAA. If they would move on, I think it just came down between Diamond and Feldy and Russell Avagier, those three ADs. They just kind of were thinking, one more team descends and leaves the Tri-Valley. Now we're looking for three non-league games, and they're sporadic, different leagues. It just got to be a little bit stressful. And those guys have been pressing for us to come out there for a long time. And, it just seemed to be the right fit. I'm really looking forward to playing those teams on a regular basis. I think Schuylkill Haven's got a similar program. Their community, I remember going to Schuylkill Haven games on off nights when I was a player. They get it rocking and rolling out there, too, and it'll be nice to start some new rivalries up.
You're listening to Sports Saturday on WPPA Pottsville, translator W290DP Pottsville. We're joined with head coach Tim Savage of the Williams Valley Vikings. And, Tim, one of the big questions is, Chaz talked about it early on. You came in with a question mark of an offensive line, a lot of young kids up there. Going into week number 5, they're no longer inexperienced, are they?
No, just the one. We had that suspension, so I had to start another freshman. He got thrown into the rules last night, and he did his best. I haven't watched the film here yet to be real critical of it, but I'm sure he made a lot of mistakes, but I just can't say enough. Just playing on the offensive line is just you got to work as a unit. And with our blocking technique, it's all combination blocks. There's no, you got this guy, I got that guy, simplistic stuff. You got to be moving. There's a lot of flowing there with the line. So it's a difficult position to play in a stretch offense. And to me, the fact that these young lads are getting it done and we're winning games, it's a very exciting future.
Well, Tim, thanks for joining us this morning on the road to Happy Valley. You're going to take in Penn State and Pitt today, huh?
Yeah, that's right. Jesse's going up for a visit. We're going to hang out with these guys and have a good day here in Happy Valley.
Maybe you could teach Big Game James how to coach. Chaz would be happy.
Yeah. There you go.
If Tim Savage was the head coach of the Nittany Lions, I'd buy season tickets.
Yeah, it'd be colorful.
Oh. It would be fun.
Yeah.
Well, sir, you enjoy your day, and I'm sure we're going to catch up with you here down the road shortly.
All right, sounds great.
All right, Tim. Thanks, buddy.
Yep, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There you have it, Doc. Tim Savage on his way to Happy Valley to take in a game, and Jesse Engel going on a visit. And we're going to take a timeout as we're now in the OT, baby.
Yeah, we are, as we're rolling our way to 10:30 this morning. Penn State tailgate coming your way. It's all right here on AM 1360, 106 FM.
Worldwide at WPPARadio.com. And also, don't forget to catch up with the podcast on Apple Podcasts, the Google Play Store, and many other fine podcast distributors throughout the world.
Gears Dairy on the Tumbling Run Road is the county's oldest full-service family-owned dairy. Gears prides themselves on their high standards and offers quality produced milk products as well as orange juice, fruit drinks, and their very own popular iced tea. Make Gears a name you invite into your home every day. Look for Gears products in your favorite supermarket or convenience store. Gears Dairy on the Tumbling Run Road, the county's oldest full-service family-owned dairy. Always committed to excellence.
Hi Wow is being heard all across Schuylkill County. What is it? CACL Financial's Hi Wow Checking Account. It stands for helping you and others won't. If you live, work, or worship in Schuylkill County, CACL Financial's Hi Wow account offers terrific features like no minimum balance, no maintenance or penalty fees, and earn 1% annual percentage yield on your account when you have e-statements and 10 point-of-sale transactions with your debit card per month. Hi Wow Checking from CACL Financial. Named the best bank in Schuylkill County in the Reader's Choice poll for the fifth year in a row. Earn 1% annual percentage yield on your checking account. Make your money work as hard as you do. CACL Financial. Online at caclfcu.org. Like us on Facebook or visit our Pottsville office on West Market Street. CACL Financial. Member NCUA Equal Housing Lender. If terms aren't met, regular interest rates apply.
Doylestown dentist Richard Bash is a busy guy. When he's not caring for patients, he's tending to his property with its chickens and ducks. When a deteriorating hip condition completely took over his life, Richard turned to St. Luke's Orthopedic Care. Richard had a total hip replacement and, with the pain gone, was back to work and his backyard friends a few days later. Find Richard's extraordinary story at ortho.sluhn.org. Or for information on St. Luke's Orthopedic Care, call 1-866-ST-LUKES.
Schuylkill County, where farmers and lumbermen originally plied the lush valleys and forests, but what was underneath the ground would rain prosperity over the region. Coal. For over 100 years, coal dominated the subterranean landscape. But under the soil lurks a more nefarious substance, the likes of which strike fear into the hearts of men. Poop. Through a vast network of pipes and conduits, a veritable river of poop courses beneath the pastoral landscape of Schuylkill County, threatening to wreak havoc at a moment's notice. And sometimes, it does. At times like these, the brave heroes of Roto-Rooter are called upon to quell the proverbial poop storm. Broken pipes, septic calamities, and backed up drains are no match as the saviors of Schuylkill drive the brown menace back to the dank netherworld from which it came. So remember, when poop happens,
call Roto-Rooter.
That's the name.
And away go troubles
down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Have you been dreaming of getting into a new 2019 Ford F-150 but don't have thousands of dollars lying around to put down for an affordable payment? Right now at Sands Ford of Pottsville, lease a 2019 F-150 XL STX for only $397 per month with only the first month's payment due at signing. This deal is only for a limited time at Sands Ford of Pottsville, where we make it easy. Lease is based on F-19621 for 36 months with 10,500 miles per year with approved credit. Does not include taxes, tags, and fees. Offer ends 9/30/2019.
You're listening to Sports Saturday on WPPA with Ed and Chaz. Tune into the Phillies later today on your news and sports leader, AM 1360.
Yeah, it is still baseball season, Chaz. The Phils looking for that wild card spot. Two games back. They get on the air 6:30 with the pregame. 7:05 first pitch. After a rare idle Friday night, they have a two-game series with the Red Sox in the city of brotherly love in Citizens Bank Ballpark.
So now joining us on the program, Doctor, from Mock Chunk, Mark Rosenberger, the head man of the Jim Thorpe Olympians. And, Coach, good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having us again this year.
It's our honor and privilege. I had the opportunity to see Jim Thorpe in week one, Mark. And right from there, I know there were some question marks for you guys defensively. The Red Swarm has shown up and seemed to take things quite literally.
Yeah, you know, I'm very proud of our defense at this point in time. We know we have a lot of growth still ahead of us to be successful in the back end of our schedule. But, you know, coming out and playing real well against Kobe Brish that game, you know, I think holding him to like 80 yards, one of which was a 25-yard run early, a 55-yard run early in the game. So for us to be able to shut him down the rest of the game and keep on building off of that the last few weeks is really important going into the back end of our schedule.
Coach, I'm going to ask the tough question. You talk you need to get some work done yet on that defense. Three defensive touchdowns last night in the ball game.
Yeah, we played well again defensively last night. And those are all young kids. They were JV players that scored all those touchdowns. So our second and third string kids. So the nice part about it is we're building some depth there. We got a lot of experience the last few weeks with some of our young kids on Friday nights. So we're, you know, just keep on trying to build the program and building the strength of our defense.
You know, talking about the defense, I want to flip it over. C.J. Selby so far this year continues to do C.J. Selby things. And this was a kid that you put on the radar as a freshman, and you warned us all about.
Yeah, he's a special kid. He's a throwback type of running back. He's a kid that likes to run through you versus running around you. He loves to stiff-arm people, so things that you'd see back. So we love that about him. We love the hard nose, the demeanor he has, and his outstanding vision in the holes, makes some nice cuts and has good speed to run away from people as well. So special kid, and we're very fortunate to have him. Unfortunately, he's a senior this year, but looking for great things at the last end of the season here. He's right now very close. I think within about 500 yards of being an all-time leading rusher in Jim Thorpe's school history. So hopefully that he can meet that goal during the course of the season this year.
You know, Mark, I was impressed. Coming in from the last couple of years, you had a prototypical running style quarterback, and Davier Calcano gets elevated into the quarterback position. I was impressed, one, with his poise, and two, he does have good vision to throw the football for you, too, to keep teams off balance.
Yes, he's grown so much this year. You know, he played JV's for us last year, so we got a lot of experience there. And coming into the summer, we had a little bit of a challenge with him and another quarterback, and he really stepped up. As you mentioned, he's a very calm kid, so the poise is outstanding, has an outstanding arm, and very precise with it, with his throws. So, you know, and the nice part about it, he's a junior. We've been in a run of one-year quarterback the last six, 7 years, so thankfully we got a kid that will be returning next year for us.
You know, you talk about him, and he's settling in nice, but he seems to be building a nice relationship with some wide receivers, especially Noah Snitsky and Keegan McCartney.
Yes, those two guys are very important to us. And also, as you mentioned CJ before, CJ is probably as good of a receiver as he is a running back. So we're going to keep on building some stats with some opportunities for him as well. But yes, Noah Snitsky, outstanding receiver for us, and Keegan is doing an excellent job as well. So, and also, very good with our tight ends. He has a nice job of checking down, finding tight ends as well, and Colin Binder and TJ Garitano. So we're really excited about the growth of Calcano this year, and hopefully it keeps on going.
You know, the cool part, I was thinking Binder as you guys were talking about the receivers, and I'm very impressed, Mark. He seems to have a knack not only to find the football and haul it in, but he also finds the end zone an awful lot. This kid's a gamer.
Yeah, he is. He definitely is. Something we've always talked about from the JV time all the way up to now where he's at now. He just seems to make plays, and he makes big plays. He does catch the ball well, and when he does, he usually does a lot of times it turns into touchdowns.
You know, we'll talk about a couple of kids up front that impressed me in the time I got to see you guys from week one. I'll see you guys again, I guess, week six when you travel into North Schuylkill. But up front, A.J. Baylor, Kobe Fricklin, Derek Hunter, you know, these guys are big deals in the trenches for you.
They are. You know, Kobe's been an outstanding offensive lineman for us. A.J. was a starter last year as well offensively for us, and those two guys are really strong on the offensive side of the ball. A.J.'s doing a great job. He started out at D-tackle, and we split him to defensive end for the first game versus Haven and just picked up there really well and doing an outstanding job there. You mentioned Derek Hunter. Defensively, he's been playing outstanding for us. A lot of tackles for losses, a couple of sacks. His get off for being a big, like a 6'1", 300-pound kid is incredible. He's also getting, you know, we started putting him at a little bit of fullback last night and Thursday at practice, and we're thinking that's something we're going to keep on building that package for him as well. He's a very athletic kid for being his size.
You know, overshadowed and certainly should be mentioned in the mix here. Everybody gives CJ the props at running back, but Don Madera is a steady hand for you as well.
He really is. You know, Don's a kid that doesn't get as many carries as he probably should because of TJ being in that spot, but when he gets opportunities as well, he really makes things happen. And he's just another outstanding leader for us as well. And we're very fortunate to have him as our number two guy, but I think for most teams, he would be a number one guy. So the depth that we have there between those two guys, and they get along so well, they're just very unselfish and don't really care about who's getting the ball and so forth. So we're very lucky. You know, last night, Dom only carried the ball twice against Kutztown, and then CJ only carried it five times. I mean, we only had 15 offensive plays. So overall, you know, just very proud of our team and the way they handled things last night and just hoping to keep on growing.
You know, and I'll tell you, who's a scary hombre when you're breaking through as an opposing runner is Kendall Herron. He's a hitter.
He is. He's another one of our leaders. We moved him to full-time fullback this year. He was our tight end last year. With Bender coming into the mix this year, we felt that we could, you know, move Kendall back to that spot. And defensively, at linebacker, he's doing an outstanding job. He's getting some linebacker, some defensive end as well. He's getting recruited by some 1AA programs, so we're hoping things work out well for him in the end. But he is an outstanding player for us, another great leader, one of our team captains, and just a physical football player.
You know, Mark, next week you have a long road trip from Jim Thorpe all the way to about the center of the state at Midwest, a team that certainly has become quite familiar with a lot of our area clubs. Have you had an opportunity to break anything down on the Mustangs yet?
To be honest with you, not a whole lot. We're pretty much week-to-week planners, and we have several game films on that we'll start working on. But you know, I know last year they were big and physical. I saw them play against Marion this year. So I didn't get a chance to really break them down, but I did see them play. They have some outstanding athletes. The fullback is an outstanding player for them as well. And they really run some option stuff, some veer midline things. So it's going to be a major challenge. It's a step up for us next week, and then from the week on from there, it's, you know, it's Division I play, and that can't get any tougher than what it currently is.
Yeah, Division I looking to shape up to be a dogfight through the stretch here, Mark. And what do the Olympians got to do to come out on top of that Division I and try to get a piece of that crown once again?
Well, you know, it's just keep on building and getting better. We're always preaching about being consistent. One of the things I think we were a little bit predictable last year with it being a running team first offensively, I think we got to keep on being consistent with our offensive passing game, so therefore we can sprinkle that in more so than we did last year. And again, it goes back to defense. If you can play great defense, you can beat any football game. And, you know, the games we played against North Scoopa last year were two outstanding teams playing against one another, two great defenses, you know, just great football games. Unfortunately, better for them than it was for us. But, you know, if you can play great defense, you can beat any football game.
You know, Mark, when you go to North Schuylkill there in Week 6, it's a little bit different playing surface. And even if it rains, that won't be a factor this time.
Yeah, it was a little crazy last time we were up there, but yeah, it looks beautiful. You know, they did it right. Hopefully, at some point in time, it'll be an issue we'll resolve with Jim Thorpe. But you know, right now, our playing surface is outstanding as well. Our guys at the high school, Teddy Lirigio and his crew, did a wonderful job of getting it ready. So I love the turf, but I love grass more. But we're going to be excited to play in the turf up there and not have to worry about conditions.
You know, it's amazing. Last year, they set your final record with two losses, and both in North Schuylkill. The crazier part about it, could it have been any more wackier? Mother Nature played a role in each of those games. Like, it was just kind of wild how, you know, the first game up at your place, it rained and rained and rained before the game, and the field had its own self problems. But then when you come back to play in the playoffs, you have the exact same thing happen. Like, it's weird how that kind of scripted out for everybody.
Yeah, it was. It was. It's, you know, it was old-fashioned football, and that's old-fashioned style football. And to us, the field didn't really make a difference. It was just two great teams playing against one another, and you know, for them, it was a little bit sweeter than it was for us, but those are memories. Those are things, those type of games you're never going to forget. And, we're just excited to be at the point we are this year with this team being 4-0 and hopefully building and get better and hopefully having meaningful football games against North Schuylkill in the future and other teams.
You know, Mark, when you take a look, and I know we don't want to get out of 2019 as the season's still rolling on and we're coming up on the midway point next week, but next year, things going to be a little bit different for all of our area teams. How are you looking at that approach, and, you know, what do you think's going to rest out in here?
Well, it's going to be exciting. You know, to be honest with you, I couldn't tell you what our schedule looks like next year besides that we open up with Blue Mountain. I don't know who we're playing, where we're playing them, and so forth. Our focus has been just focused solely on this year. But to have some new opportunities to play different teams is pretty exciting. I think it'll bring new rivalries in. We're going to lose some of those rivalries that we have with the Panther Valley being our neighboring school and Marion and so forth. But with that opportunity, brings in new plays, teams like Northern Lehigh and Palmerton. So it'll be different, but it also will. That's not a bad thing. It could be a great thing for us.
Well, Mark, we appreciate you taking some time out of your Saturday morning and prep week for Midwest to join us here on Sports Saturday. We will catch up with you here on WPPA when Pottsville comes in I believe, week 8.
And I'll see him in week 6 when he travels to North Schuylkill. So I'm looking forward to seeing you again, Coach.
You as well, guys. I, again, appreciate it. And hopefully we can keep it going here at Jim Thorpe. And we're just very thankful for all that you guys do for local high school sports.
Thank you, Mark.
Without coaches like you, buddy, we wouldn't be able to do what we do. That's for darn sure.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
So there you have it, Doc. Mark Rosenberger joining us as we are mere moments away from the Penn State Tailgate Show coming up here at 10:30.
This is Steve Jones on the Penn State. Oh, never mind.
Are you done now? Anyway, we'll be back and we'll a little preview of Penn State football. And we'll finish out the program here on AM 1360, 106 FM.
WPPARadio.com.
Let's talk about your roof. All the rain that we've had really puts a strain on your home or business. Don't let those gully washers start a small dripper that leads to a lot of damage. Trust the experts at Pioneer Metal Roofing to provide you with the best metal roof in the industry for your shed, garage, your house. Pioneer Metal Roofs can make your house free from leaks. Call them 888-448-2505 for a free estimate or online at pmrroof.com. Ask about their financing packages. Pioneer Metal Roofing, 716 Route 183 South, Schuylkill Haven, pmrroof.com.
WPPA Click and Save.
Don't sit on the sidelines. Head on down to Jerry's Northeast Auto Sales to score big savings on their large selection of late model pre-owned cars and trucks just in time for tailgating and fall fun. Jerry's Northeast Auto Sales on Route 61 south of Pottsville, your area's authorized pre-owned retailer since 1972. Stop in today and score even bigger savings with an extra $200 off with your click and save coupon. Free lifetime inspection with every purchase. Jerry's is open 9 to 7 daily, 9 to 5 Fridays, 9 to 2 Saturdays, and 24/7 on Facebook and jerrysnortheast.com. Rush in today for dinner at Bum's Rush Restaurant and Pub, 655 Route 61 near Orangeburg. Newly remodeled, check out the Zinc Penny Bar and sit on a deck and enjoy the view. With Click and Save, take $5 off any item excluding alcohol at Bum's Rush Restaurant in Orangeburg. Open Wednesday through Friday, 5 until 10, and Saturday, noon until 10.
If you could use some extra money, Wiener Iron and Metal is the place to go. Wiener Iron and Metal of Pottsville is where you can recycle cans, copper, stainless steel, auto radiators, iron, and light iron. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. and Saturday, 8 a.m. till noon. For current pricing or any recycling question, call 622-6543. Get paid for your recycling with Wiener Iron and Metal, 1056 Route 61, Pottsville. Visit their website at www.wienermetals.com. Wiener Iron and Metal, a proud supporter of the Pottsville area Crimson Tide.
Hi, this is Steve Jones. You're listening to WPPA Sports Saturday. Tune in later today and join Jack Ham and I for Nittany Line Football, your home for Penn State Sports, AM 1360 and FM 106.
Later today, about 6 minutes away from Steve Jones, Jack Ham, Roger Corey, and Derek Williams in the Penn State Tailgate Show outside the Bryce Jordan Center on the campus of Penn State University Park. Then at 12 noon, kickoff inside Beaver Stadium, the 100th meeting with the Pitt Panthers.
We'd be remiss not to say hi. This is Ed Benishunas. Join Bernie Forgotch and me for Blue Mountain football as they travel to Wyomissing. You guys get on the air at 1:20 today. We'll interrupt Penn State here, So if you want to hear Penn State in its entirety, please tune to 101.9 FM, which is T102, and you'll hear the entire Penn State game. We will interrupt Penn State football for Blue Mountain at Wyomissing today. And then tonight, the Phillies are on WPPA as they entertain the Bo Sox in Philadelphia tonight.
Don't forget that flamethrower inning, the sixth inning. John Kirby of Pottsville, our lucky contestant on the flamethrower inning, the OIP flamethrower inning. If the Phillies pitcher strike out the side in the sixth, John, you'll win yourself a gift card from OIP Pottsville, where the food is
flame smoking good.
Yeah, and you want to talk about flame smoking, Jimmy.
Listen. When they were down at half to Buffalo, were you sweating it out a little bit?
Yeah, I fell asleep because that was a sleeper of a first half. I fell asleep in it. Being up early on a Saturday morning after a late Friday night, sometimes it's kind of rough with those 7:30 starts. I fell asleep somewhere. I woke up at one point. It was halftime. And I was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah. So, today it's Pitt. It is an interstate rival, and it'll be interesting to see. You remember a couple of years ago, Big Game James's debut season, where Pitt shocked the Nittany Lions and left them reeling. Can that happen here in the final game of this series for now?
Yeah, it is the final of the four-game series. Pitt took the first one. Penn State took the last two that you talk about, and they're looking to take the series 3-1 today. As it will come to a close Penn State already has their schedule pretty much locked up into like 2022.
I think they have an open date somewhere in there.
It's a long time.
But
I know
they're saying that they don't think this one can get back on until 2024. So, it'll be interesting. Maybe Pitt's locked up until then. But, this was a rivalry that dates back a long time and got very ferocious in the 70s and 80s and took some time away with Penn State's entrance into the Big Ten, came back here for 4 years. But this could be the culmination of it all today
in Beaver Stadium.
I remember back in the 80s when you used to have a shirt that had a Nittany Lion.
Sitting on a throne.
Yeah.
With Pitt on the toilet. Yeah.
I remember that. Yeah, it is a big rivalry. And it's going to be interesting to see what Penn State can do as, the opponents get tougher here down the road. Is this the final game of the non-conference schedule for the Nittany Lions?
Yes, next Friday night there at Maryland, a game which we'll join in progress after we're all done, I believe, is when we'll jump into Penn State coverage next Friday night. It was a dumb move by the Big Ten to put Friday night games in and take away from the high school.
Well, it was. It was a ridiculous, but it's also a move that is probably generated by money of television networks. They got to do it. They got to do it to keep the financial status of these programs relevant.
Eagles will move on Sunday night this week, an 8:20 kickoff in Hotlanta against the Falcons.
A lot of people talking about that game.
A lot of people talking about that game because it's like a 1.5-point spread on it, and who knows what's going to happen after who's the new corner? Case Keenum looked like he was going to be the NFL MVP of the year as he got things started against the Eagles, but then quickly DeSean Jackson saves the day for Philadelphia.
It's amazing. DeSean departs, 6 years ago, goes to Washington, then ends up, I believe, in Tampa, and then back with the Eagles, and the Eagle fans love him. It was funny. The Boo Birds were out early.
We'd be remiss not to talk NASCAR playoffs begin Sunday night at 7 o'clock in Las Vegas. The question is, are we going
to? I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. I'm going to take in some Top Fuel dragsters tomorrow, so we'll have to wait and see. Don't forget NHRA in our backyard down in Moton as Maple Grove Raceway and the Reading Nationals underway this weekend. If you're a fan of drag racing, they're down there today and tomorrow. Hitting the speedway down in Berks County, not too far away. Vernie and I may run into some dragsters on our way. We'll be dragging down 61 in mere moments as we'll get you ready for Blue Mountain Wyomissing.
I thought you were talking about how you dress. But anyway, that's going to wrap up this week's edition of the program.
See ya.
Proudly funded by CACL Financial, 1800 West Market Street in the city of Pottsville. Always open online at caclfcu.org. You won't find a better anywhere fiduciary relationship than you will at CACL Financial.
BG's Value Market, your tailgating headquarters. Four locations, Millersburg, Jonestown, Pine Grove, and Minersville. Stop by and check them out. They've got aisles upon aisles of grocery savings and the freshest meat for the hot irons of your tailgate grill. If their meat was any fresher,
you'd have to slap it, Eddie.
Gears Dairy, of course, always the beverage of choice at your tailgating parties. Schuylkill County's oldest family-owned dairy. Don't forget the dairy line from whole milk to skim milk, the orange juice to start your Saturday morning off right with a boost of vitamin C to stave off the allergies and sinus infections.
Yeah. Keep it up.
And the official hydrator of WPPA Sports Saturday and sporting venues throughout the coal region is Gears Dairy. And the proverbial poop storm, you need to avoid it. You've got some slow-running pipes or you got a clogged pipe. Who do you call, Chaz?
Roto-Rooter, that's the name. And away go troubles
down the drain. Roto-Rooter.
We'd also like to thank St. Luke's University Health Network, voted the number one in the top 100. They were in the top 100 of IBM Watson Health for 2019 hospitals. And you can check them out at sluhn.org or call 1-866-St. Luke's to get the best in orthopedic and spinal treatment.